This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. This weekend, you'll only have to travel a couple of miles outside the perimeter to get a taste of Kingston, the capital city of Jamaica. And that's because the Atlanta Jerk Festival will be happening on Sunday in DeKalb County. It'll be a day-long celebration of Caribbean culture, featuring crafts and games from the islands and a lineup of Caribbean performers. And of course, there'll be plenty of jerk, a style of cooking that's unique to Jamaica. One of the chefs who'll be there serving up jerk cooking owns a restaurant in Stone Mountain. We met up with him there to talk about the cuisine's place in Jamaican culture.
My name is Donald Roberts, and I'm originally from Jamaica. I think here when you talk about jerk, you're talking about somebody personally, you're saying something bad about them. But for us, when we say jerk, we're talking about food. It's a national pastime. Jerk is something that is a staple of just about most Caribbean people's diet. When you do the research in history, I would say jerk is more one of those things that was from the beginning of our culture. Because going back to the Maroons, the slaves that had escaped, they were the ones who, when they were hiding from the soldiers, they would capture the wild boars and they would kill them. And that's when they would cook it underground, because, you know, when you're trying to survive, you adapt. So they had the fire in the ground, and then they covered it up so that there wouldn't be any smoke for the soldiers to see in the hills and find out where they were. Jerk was a part of that whole heritage. And then as it got passed on from generation to generations, everybody started to vary it a little. But the main thing was peppers, salt, and pimento. If you go in Jamaica, they use the pimento wood. And what they do is they have the fire on the ground, then they put the pimento wood on top and put the meat on top, and then it steams through that, and the flavor from the wood is infused. I didn't want to do that here because I thought if I started to do it here and I couldn't get the wood, then my whole flavor base would be because of the wood. I figured if it can taste good with just plain old charcoal, then if I was to add something else later on, it would just be another step up, you know? The aroma that you're smelling and everything is from the seasonings that are on the meat. Then, you know, that's what calls the people and say, come on over, you gotta come and try this. Well, this is jerk pork. We cook the pork and the ribs on the same grill, and then we have the chicken. So you turn the meat in a timely manner, and then everything is cooked right through, and it's nice and moist and juicy. I try to make mine as close to what I think it was originally in terms of the seasonings that I use. And then I think I made it where it's more universal because everyone can enjoy it. It's not about pepper, it's about flavor. You know, because when you eat too much peppers, if your tolerance is not, you know, then you know it's gonna hurt your tummy.
You don't? Yeah. Nice to meet you, man. Yeah. I come here every Friday and give me a plate.
At the end of the day, when it all comes together, when the customers put it in their mouths and they bite down and you see that expression of their face of, wow, you know, then that's when you know you got it right. But nobody else knows the recipe. And a lot of people have tried to get it out of me. A lot of people have tried to bribe me to get it, but no. I mean, I have two girls, and I've written it down, so it's something that will be passed down to them.
That was Chef Donald Roberts. He'll be serving up some jerk chicken, pork, and ribs at the Atlanta Jerk Festival this Sunday. He'll also be competing in the festival's Jerk Cook-Off, a competition to determine Atlanta's top jerk chef. Roberts told us he intends to improve on his second place finish from last year.
From what I've learned from before, I'll take all of that and I'll try to just basically step up my game and bring home the number one prize for my fans. I'm not hoping. I'm pretty confident I'm going to be number one.
You can find photos of Robert's jerk cuisine and more information about the festival at wabe.org/citycafe. Thanks to WABE producer Stephanie Stokes for bringing us this story.